This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 21st. God's word for you today is Honor Response. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 14, verse 19 to 20. And it says, Melchizedek blessed Abraham with this blessing. Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has defeated your enemies for you. Then Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of all the goods he had recovered. To experience metamorphosis in my spiritual health, first, I must love Jesus supremely. Second, I must meet with him daily. Third, I must study and do God's word. And fourth, I must tithe my income. I have heard people say we are under the dispensation of grace and they talk about percentage giving. I am all for percentage giving. However, if it is based on grace, the truth is it is going to be much more than 10%, more than those that were not under grace did. So it means 10% is actually a starting point. Do you want percentage giving? 10% should be a starting point. Personally, I do not give just 10%. I do not give just 20%. I do not give just 30%. I am still growing, but I give more than 30% of my income by the grace of God. Am I saying that you should give more than 30% of your income? I am saying start with the basics, with the fundamentals of tithing. Why is it so important to God that I tithe my income? God does not want your money. God wants what your money represents. Matthew 6 verse 21 says, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." So, if God wants to get your heart, he goes after your treasure. And if your treasure is with God, your heart will be with God. The Message translation reads, "The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being." And that is just it. You cannot outgive God, because that has been my experience. You cannot outgive God. Malachi 3 verse 10 says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple." Premise: if you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Promise, try it, put me to the test. Words inserted. If you have been struggling financially or you want supernatural financial involvement, there is a premise and there is a promise. You cannot outgive God. Where is the storehouse? The storehouse is wherever you worship. You may have stumbled on this content. If you have a local church, that is where you should tithe your income. I pray that the floodgates of heaven will be thrown open over your life and finances in Jesus' name. I pray that the time will come when I will be able to say, I am giving more than 60%, more than 70%, and more than 90% of my income as a tithe. Let us pray. Father, I will honor you consistently by presenting to God a tenth of my income as you have promised over the windows of heaven for me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.